When fuel oils spike every summer and affect our subsistence activities, it begs the question,
why did the price raise this time? How high will they go? What are my neighbors paying up and down the Kuskokwim River? We want to know those questions, so we set forth to answer them.
Petra did some excellent work on gathering that information, and we'd like to share a little bit of that with you now.
Here are various members of our community along the Delta giving us fuel oil price updates so that we can know what our neighbors are paying up and down the Kuskokwim River from Nikolai, Alaska, all the way down to Eek, Alaska.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Dan Isai from Nikolai, Alaska. The price we pay for gas up here is $8 a gallon for gas and $8 a gallon for heating oil, like diesel. So, Tina, thank you.
Hi, I'm Bruce Best from McGrath, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $6.79 per gallon for gasoline and $6.68 per gallon for stove oil.
Hi, I'm David Bobby from Stony River, Alaska. I go to Sleep Need, Alaska and purchase my fuel. I pay $7 a gallon for gasoline, and I pay $8 a gallon for stove oil.
Hi, I am Janine Stuman from Crooked Creek, Alaska. As a resident of Crooked Creek, I pay $6.98 a gallon for gas and $6.35 for stove oil.
Hi, my name is Mark Leary from the Pinewood, Alaska. The price I pay for gas is $6 a gallon.
Hi, I'm Dan Perkins. I'm from Tuopaluk, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $5.50 per gallon for gasoline and $5.35 for stove oil.
Hi, I'm Nathan Underwood from Aniak, Alaska. I pay at the pump $5.23 a gallon for unleaded gas and $5.71 for heating fuel at the pump.
I'm Darren Deacon from Kalskag, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $5.70 per gallon of gas, and then I also pay $5.70 for a gallon of stove oil.
Hi, it's Willie Purp from Turksack, Alaska, resident. I pay $5.89 a gallon for gas and $6.32 a gallon for stove oil.
Look, I'm Damian Sigler from Akyak, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $5.13 per gallon for gasoline and $4.78 per gallon for stove.
Hi, I'm Moselle Alexi from Akyatok, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $5.60 per gallon for gasoline and $5.08 per gallon for stove oil.
My name is Lillian Michael, and I'm calling from Kuskokwim, Alaska. In this village, we pay $5.50 a gallon for gas and $5.83 a gallon for stove oil.
I'm April January from Bethel, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $4.34 per gallon for gas and $5.40 per gallon for home heating fuel.
My name is Sharon Williams from Napaskak, Alaska. We pay $5.50 for a gallon of gas and $6.85 for a gallon of stove oil.
This is Robert Ayagola, resident of Napaskak, Alaska. Our gas price is $5.55 and the stove oil is $4.55.
My name is Martha Nick. I'm from Otmoshok, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $5.40 per gallon for gas and $5.50 per gallon for stove oil.
I'm Adrian Dubisik from Nunavik, Alaska. As a resident here, I pay $5.15 a gallon for gasoline and $4.86 a gallon for heating fuel.
Hi, my name is Maxine B. Active. I'm from Gasikiluk, Alaska. As a resident, I pay for $5.51 per gallon for gas and $5.15 per gallon for stove oil.
Quokka. My name is Miranda Lupi from Tutuliak, Alaska. As a resident, I pay for $5.05 per gallon for gas and $4.75 per gallon for home heating fuel.
Hi, my name is Seth Heakin, and I'm from Eek, Alaska. As a resident, I pay $5.50 a gallon for gasoline and $5 a gallon for heating fuel.
Of course, we wanted to reach out to Crowley for comment on this particular topic, and they did forward us some important information that's relative. Here's from Crowley.
While the initial fuel cost is based on the wholesale market price on the date the fuel is purchased from the refinery, there are additional factors that impact the cost of getting the fuel to rural Alaska markets.
Ultimately, it is the sum total of raw product and refining costs,
local fees,
taxes,
and regulatory costs,
storage costs,
overhead and marketing costs,
and transportation,
and distribution costs that impact the final price of fuel to our customer.
For more than 50 years, Crowley has been responsible for delivering millions of gallons of fuel to Western Alaska communities on an annual basis.
Each year, Crowley is challenged with orchestrating one of the most complicated fuel delivery systems in the nation.
These locations are a long way off the Alaska road system,
situated on the coast or on inland rivers and lakes.
The challenges vary from site to site.
It is a capital-intensive business with a short delivery season dictated by the constraints of bad weather and a harsh operating environment.
Also from Crowley. In the best of times, there is a four-month delivery season for Western Alaska, starting in Bristol Bay and working north.
The Arctic season is even shorter.
Typically, Crowley is able to transfer about 45 million gallons of fuel to its own terminals and its customers' tanks before ice shuts the barging operations down.
The goal is to put enough fuel into inventory to last until the next spring or summer.
This is a sizable investment with carrying costs to Crowley, as the fuel product is sold throughout the winter months.